Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
You know what we like to do this time of day? We like to get a posh lady from Radio 4 to read out all the emails that you've been sending in over the last couple of days on Dear Scott. Feel free anytime you want to email me with anything you want to know, anything that's been bugging you a bit, anything you want to ask, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. If you put subject, Dear Scott, that'll help me a lot.
You get a bit confused with your admin, don't you?
I do a bit. Just makes it easier.
Are you now happy that people get their shirts signed, by the way?
Yeah.
I used to do that on my last day at school.
Yeah, that's what we were just talking about, Becky.
I know. I was upstairs listening to you, and you were saying that you'd never done it, and I was sitting there agreeing with Chappers, shouting at the radio.
Thank you.
Loads of people are taking extra shirts in today because they've been told by their teacher they need to look smart on the last day, so they're taking a shirt in just to be signed as well. First one, then.
Dear Scott, now that Becky is a fully fledged sex symbol, any chance of her doing a photo shoot for some lads' mags? FHM, maybe. Or if she's not that upmarket, Nuts or Zoo. Love you, John in Newport.
Or if she's not that upmarket, Nuts or Zoo. I must have missed this. When did you become a fully fledged sex symbol?
Yeah, I was just thinking. I missed this as well.
I think I've missed it as well because I don't have a clue.
Was I away for that show?
My inauguration as a sex goddess?
Yeah.
No. I don't think it's happened yet.
How do you become a fully fledged sex? I mean, do you start off as kind of a semi-sex symbol and then...
And it kind of gets bigger from there? I don't really know. What's the moment when that happened,
I'm
Becky?
I'm not sure.
All right.
But you're not disagreeing with it, are you?
No, not in the slightest.
No.
Have you been approached yet by...
Would you like to do a photo shoot?
No.
That was a no that kind of sounded like she was...
Would do it if I was thinner, but I'm not, so I won't.
Right.
Be airbrushed?
I would do one if they'd airbrush me to make me look hot.
No one's really
head on the top.
In all those magazines, everyone's airbrushed. They don't really look like that.
Were you airbrushed on your men's health shoot?
Hell yeah. No, actually.
Hell yeah, no.
No, not enough. Next.
So, well, hang on. So if they said, we'll airbrush you,
mm-hmm.
you'll do it.
Can
I just point out I don't want to see this?
What I mean is airbrush my head onto someone else's amazing body.
Oh, okay, that's fine. Oh, I'm sure the offers are flooding now. Next.
Who was the blonde having an affair with the bookie?
Oh, that was Edith Bowman.
Next.
From yesterday's show. It was the old people in the drop-in centre. Remember? What are those old people on about from yesterday?
She had an affair with the man in the bookies.
We showed the old people in the drop-in centre a picture of Edith Bowman from Radio 1, and they said this.
She had an affair with the man in the bookies.
They just describe what they see in the picture. I think they thought that Edith was someone from Coronation Street, which is why they're getting a bit confused.
But I still can't think who that would be in Corrie, unless they meant Liz McDonald.
Very fashionable, very pretty, yeah. Yes, and she wears glasses, which of course is very useful.
Yeah, that was some of the other descriptions for Edith. Next.
Chappers sounds like Cilla Black off of Blind Date when he says Graham, don't you think? Jen in Glasgow.
Do it.
No, because she's a Scouse woman and I'm a Manx male. How's there a similarity?
And now it's over to R.
Graham.
Well, it is the same. Same.
It is the same.
And now it's over to R.
Graham.
I can't believe we've sunk so low as to make up random text just to get him to say that.
Next.
Scott, thank you. Having just heard you say, it will all be fine, I feel like I can walk on water or even fly. You truly are my inspiration. Thank you again. You are amazing. Smiley.
Anytime you need reassuring exam advice, that's what I'm here for. It'll all be fine.
Was there not an element of sarcasm in that text?
You can never tell whether there's sarcasm in the text, so he takes them all as genuine.
That's the thing about text, you just don't know the tone of them. Next.
Dear Scott, what is Chappers?
Yeah, what are you?
What do you mean, what am I?
I have often heard the Radio 1 presenters, such as Chris Moyles, Sarah Cox, and even yourself, referred to as the talent. But what is Chappers? He co-presents your show, yet he also reads the sports news. So does that make him just a journalist? Is Chappers talented or not? Thanks, Bryn.
Bryn, thank you. as
the one that
up.
Doesn't speak being texting in again, pretending to be somebody else.
Maybe you could just explain what you are.
I'm a sports journalist.
So you are a journalist?
I'm a journalist,
but you're not talented?
No.
Not even in the world of sports journalism?
Well, maybe in the world of sports journalism.
But no other area?
You've got very red, Mark.
I don't quite understand what you...
We're asking you if you're talented or not.
And I've said no.
I think you are.
Right.
I think you're just more than just a sports journalist.
Well, I only want to be a sports journalist.
Oh.
Really?
Yes, really.
What about those Chappers and Dave shows you do? You're not going to try and be a funny, witty presenter?
No, I'd rather just do sport for Five Live. Okay. I'm more than happy to put it out there.
Bye then.
Five Live are listening, Mark.
Great working with you.
That's the most enjoyable stuff that I do.
Oh, okay. Oh my God. Oh, break it to me like that, why don't you? Ow, that really hurt.
While we're at it, if Radio 3 are listening, I'm quite into classical.
Ow. God, we could have done this off here.
You asked the question.
Scott, where would you rather be right now?
I love my job. I love Radio 1.
I'll stick with you, it's all fine.
Thank you.
P.S. If Chappers is talented, how does Becky describe herself?
Back at you.
As a certified sex symbol.
That's right. Fully fledged. Right, that went well.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Right, I've got a real problem. I need to sort it out.
Okay.
You know I try and avoid confrontation at all times.
Yes.
I just don't like it.
You and me both.
Hmm.
Yeah, anyhow. Yeah.
It's gone too far now.
Why?
I've realised I can't say goodbye. Like, ever.
In what way?
Well, this is quite a recent thing, mm-hmm. but I think it kind of has come from the avoiding confrontation thing. Like, one of my mates, who was at that award ceremony we were at on Monday... texted me yesterday saying, how rude of you not saying goodbye, because I did just leave.
Okay.
And I do that quite a lot. And I've noticed I'm doing it more and more and more. Instead of actually, even in the pub sometimes, with people, not with my close friends, but with people I kind of know a bit, I won't say goodbye, I'll just leave.
Normally when it's your round?
No, just generally.
You do it with your close friends. You do. And you started doing it at work as well. Yesterday, you got me to get something fixed in the studio and I called you to tell you that the guy was coming down to have a look at it. And you sounded really loud where you were. And I was like, where are you? And you were like, I'm at home.
I was nearly home, yeah.
Well, thanks for saying goodbye then.
Yeah,
I thought you
that.
Were joking because it was my just so random that one minute you were here and one minute you'd gone.
He had a proper go at me on the text saying it was really rude. And I admit that it probably does come across as rude, but I'm not a rude person.
Are you going to stay till 10 today or might you just disappear?
No, I'll do the show and then I'll just disappear. It's
without
a problem though.
Bye.
Have you ever done that?
No,
just
I
done a runner.
Just done a runner.
Yeah.
No, I always say goodbye. No, I always say goodbye to everybody before I leave.
Yeah, you do actually.
Yeah.
I just don't know why I'm doing this. Because what are you going to say if I go? I'm going home now. Are you going to go? No, you can't.
Do you think people say no, Scott? Don't go.
No, not that.
We're going to miss you.
I just don't even know why I do it. Anyway, it's 7:32. I am planning to stay till 10, and I will say goodbye to all of you today. I just can't promise that if I'm out with some people later that I'll do it then. I don't know what to do about it.
Radio 1 podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Radio 1.
I remember a while ago we did that thing about the French application on my phone.
Yeah.
Where you can learn French. If you are learning a language, what you can do is just press a button on your phone... and it will say the phrase you want to in that language. So you don't even have to talk to French people or anybody else, for that matter. You just point your phone at them.
And then listen to their reply and don't really know what they say.
Yeah.
It's almost like it was invented just for you.
Good application, though. Right, in Japan, we found this, they learn languages a bit differently.
Right.
Right, this is a Japanese kind of instructional video for learning English, all right?
Mm-hmm.
We've just found this.
Call an ambulance, please.
Right, she's saying she wants to call an ambulance.
Call an ambulance, please.
So?
Call an ambulance, please.
Okay, hold on. Where does it hurt?
Ah, my stomach.
Right, so I got my stomach hurts, her stomach hurts, but the last bit was in Japanese, I think.
Right.
So?
My
Didn't get that last bit at
my
all.
My stomach sometimes hurts and I make those noises. But random pain.
Well, here's the thing. 救急車を呼んでもらったからといって安心はできません。しっかりと自分の状態を相手に伝えましょう。Do you know what that means?
No, I don't.
Right, well, this is what it means.
I have a bad case of diarrhea.
私はひどい下痢です。
I have a bad case of diarrhea. I have a bad case of diarrhea.
But
all right.
All right. So that's
you
what that means.
You always remember those most, though, don't you, the funny ones?
Yeah. But sometimes when learning a language, it's hard to remember what all of it means, doesn't it? It's hard, isn't it? Learning a new language. So what they do in Japan is they put phrases into little songs.
Right.
Which makes it easier to remember. Listen to this.
I have a bad case of diarrhea. I have a bad case of diarrhea. I have a bad case of diarrhea. I have a bad case of diarrhea.
You'd remember it though.
I have a bad case of diarrhea.
肩に手を乗せ、I have. クロスして、a bad case. お腹をさすって、of diarrhea.
So there we are. That's how you remember it.
Oh, I just got it. I was ready to do the next verse.
Doesn't really change. I was going to play you more, but it's pretty much the same all the way through.
If people come on holiday here from Japan and then eat something dodgy and then get diarrhea, that when they go into a chemist or a doctor's,
they'll be singing that song.
They have to sing and dance that they have it.
Yeah, they do dance routines and everything. On the video, there's a dance routine to go with it.
What? So, I have a bad case of diarrhea.
Yeah. So you go into the pharmacy. I have a bad case of diarrhea. Yeah. That's what you do. Another one.
I was robbed by two men.
Yeah. So if you ever get
but
robbed by two men,
they sound quite happy about that.
Yeah, and there's dance moves for this one as well. In case you get robbed.
I was robbed by two men. I was
one tune fits all.
Another one. Okay. Remember these are.
Spare me my life.
They think this country is. You get diarrhoea, attacked by two men, and they try to kill you.
Take anything you want.
Wow, they must have a really good view of this country. If these are the things they're expecting to be able to say, then it's not great, is it? This is what they're expecting of their holiday in the UK.
Is there not, like, hello, how do I get to the station?
さあ、今日習ったことすべてのおさらいです。よくそんなことが言えるわね。
How dare you say such a thing to me? How dare you say such a thing to me?
How dare you say such a thing to me?
How dare you say?
Are you sure this isn't the Cheeky Girls?
It does sound a bit like.
こうなったのもあなたのせいだ。
It's your fault.
It's your fault that this happened. And that's how you learn languages in Japan. Good, eh?
Oh, dear.
Can I have the bad stomach one just once more?
You want that, do you?
Yeah. Just in case I ever need to learn.
I have a bad case of diarrhea.
What's the dance move to this?
I have a bad case of diarrhea.
Scott Mills.
Radio 1.
Podcast.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello, who's that?
It's Matty.
Hi, Matty, you right?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm all right. What are you doing today?
I'm just studying today. It's pretty boring. But
revising?
Yes, revising.
For what?
I'm at medical school. I'm doing my exams in like a month or so.
Where do you live?
I live in Birmingham at the moment.
Okay. How can I help?
I do exactly the same thing. I tend to go out for a night out and just vanish at the end of the night without saying goodbye. I have no idea why.
We were talking about this just before 7:30 if you just switched on. I've got a real problem where I can't say goodbye, like in any situation. And it's even started to happen at work now where, like in the pub of an evening, I just find it easier to vanish than to actually say, bye, everyone. Now, Matty,
yes.
I think it's because we don't like the attention on ourselves. Do you think...
What? Now, yeah, what now? Hang on.
I've never heard anything so ridiculous from you.
I don't know about you.
It might be right for Matty, that, but from where you're coming from, that's ridiculous.
No, I think that's what it is.
For me, it's after a few drinks as well. I just get it into my head. I have to leave immediately without telling anybody.
Also, because I'm really easily led, I'll tell you another theory that I've got. It's easier than being talked into another round at the bar.
Well, dear, it is with you, yeah.
No, it's... that's not my excuse, I don't think.
So you have no idea why you just vanish at all?
No, I don't know. It just seems like a good idea at the time. And, yeah. Much easier.
You're not going to do this when you're a doctor, are you? Because if you become a doctor, then all your patients will just wonder where you've popped out to.
I'm just going to the loo, and then you don't come back.
I have to work on that one.
Yeah, I'm quite...
Although you wouldn't have a few drinks, though, would you?
No, you wouldn't,
if you were going to be working.
I'm quite reassured that loads of people do it. Someone never says goodnight, just goes off to bed. That's Abby in Swansea on the way to work. Jay says, I do it as well. Even in my own house, I say I'm going to the loo, and I just get into bed. Now, that hasn't happened to me yet, but I think that's the advanced stages. I think that's what's going to happen to me next.
Right. I might follow you after the show this morning till you just feel so uncomfortable. Wherever you go, I'll just follow you, and then you'll have to say goodbye to me at some point.
Everyone says, manners cost nothing, Mills. That's quite a few texts. I'm not being rude.
It is being rude.
Well, I know it comes across as rude, but I'm just...
As well as weird.
It is weird, but a lot of people do it. I just want to go and not have to say goodbye.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
The Eurovision semi-finals were on last night on BBC Three. Don't know if you saw them.
Oh, no, I missed them.
Yeah, I did. But a couple of listeners have been saying that the bloke who was doing the camp dance for the Montenegro entry looked a lot like me. Now, when you get to work today, you want something to watch. Becky has kindly put this up on the Scott Mills pages at Radio 1 Online. I wish I had a body like that.
You are secretly flattered that people think he looks like you, aren't you?
I wouldn't get away with those white trousers.
No, you wouldn't.
No. They're very tight, aren't they?
They are quite tight, yeah.
But I like his moves.
Yeah, they are similar to my moves.
He does the splits about three times.
Yeah, he looks good.
Mm. Can you do that?
No.
Why don't you try for
us? No, I'm all right. If you want to see me, what looks like me, on the dance floor for Montenegro, then have a look at Radio 1 Online. It's up there right
He's
now.
He's very well toned, though.
Yeah. Also, what are you saying? Also, it's Eurovision on Saturday, right? You know I went last year.
Are you not going this year?
You're not going to make me fax through your hotel booking again, are you?
What did I do last year?
Do you remember when you were too scared to ring them up, so you wrote a strange letter on a fax and got me to send it off of the olden days?
Well, that's because it was in Serbia, and when you ring Serbia, that's one of those countries that's got a really angry ringtone.
But
so
the hotel obviously had a website, so you probably could have emailed, yet you insisted on doing fax.
Wasn't there something strange about the hotel as well that you stayed in, wasn't it?
Was there a club downstairs
wasn't
or something?
It a bit dodgy
I remember
or something?
A strange disco.
There was a weird disco downstairs, yeah. Anyway, I'm not going this year, it's in Moscow. Do you know what I mean, though, about the angry ringtones
no.
in some countries? When you ring Serbia, it's like, ah! And that makes me not want to speak, you see? It's a bit like not saying goodbye. I don't want to ring someone with an angry ringtone.
So if you were in Serbia, you wouldn't say hello or goodbye? Why aren't you going this year, anyhow?
I'm just having a party at home, which is organised by my flatmate. Oh. And you know, he knows how to throw a party.
What are you dressing up as this time?
I'm not.
Thanks for inviting us.
Also, he's seeing a new girl, right? I think he's seeing a new girl. I hope you won't mind me saying this. And I think he's invited her to the Eurovision party at our house on Saturday. I don't think she's that keen. Now, this is quite new. I think he's only been seeing her a week or so. Is that too soon to invite someone to a Eurovision party? Because she hasn't got back to him since.
Well, yes, it probably is. And I don't think you'll have helped matters by making it public.
Soz. Becky's classifieds are coming up. Want some bargains?
We're not invited. Can we just check that? We aren't invited to this party at yours.
No. Do you want to come?
I don't have an old biddy dress or...
No, I don't have anything to dress.
No, we don't dress up. We just take foods from various countries.
I thought you dressed up as old women at every party, no?
No, that was just the 80s sitcom party. Oh. Anyway, we're talking far too much
about
this.
So you're not going up as... You're not dressing up as previous Eurovision acts?
No.
You're not going as Lordy?
I'm not going as Lordy, no.
Oh, that'd be brilliant!
Were they the ones in tinfoil?
Yeah.
What about the multicoloured ones that ripped their skirts off back in the day?
You go as Bucks Fizz?
No.
Are you sure?
Let's play.
What about the one who just had bare feet?
God. Dana International.
Yes!
Let's play Dizzy
Rascal. You're going to your Eurovision party as Dana International.
I wonder what that long black wig was doing under a desk.
Seriously, I've never dragged up in my life, and that would be twice in 2 weeks.
Yes, you did last week when the makeup ladies came up.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
And now,
what's occurring?
Our guessing game quiz. Play along, please, on the way to work. Text me how you do.
Oh, what's occurring?
Oh, what's occurring is on for Wednesday. Both up for it?
Yep.
Stop yawning. Becky's halfway for a yawn. Let's do it.
Oh, what's occurring?
First situation today. You know Tinchy Strider?
Lovely Tinchy Strider.
Oh, he's a really nice guy. He did like Becky Cam loads in the last week.
He did, actually.
I think he got quite addicted towards the end.
He, I don't know whether you know this, is a massive fan of Lily Allen.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, just can't stop talking about Lily all the time. Yeah. All the time. But here's my question to you. How long do you think Tinchy could talk about Lily Allen for? They do something similar to this on Radio 4. So he's got to talk about Lily Allen. How long can he do it without repeating himself, hesitating, or changing the subject?
What, and Tinchy Strider did this on Lily Allen on Radio 4?
No. There's a quiz that's similar on Radio 4.
With Tinchy?
No. Right. It's just a similar quiz.
Okay.
We've ripped it off. So, how long do you think without hesitating, repeating himself, or changing the subject, talking about Lily Allen?
20 seconds. That's quite a long time. That's quite hard.
That's really long. I'm going to say 15.
I'll say 14, then. I'll change my mind.
Oh,
you can't do that. What's your answer?
Well, I'll stick with 20,
okay.
Just to be fair.
That is fair. Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here is Tinchy Strider. He loves a bit of Lily Allen.
Yeah, Lily Allen, yeah. I like her album, All Right Still, because that's one of the slangs I use. I say, you're right still. That tune there's All Right Still. She's looking all right still these days, you know what I mean? Maybe we can meet. Yeah, but I can't say one thing wrong about her, apart from she's all right still. Cloud Nine Strides here. Hey, what's going on, Lily? Flea.
Okay. Now, you did say all right still quite a lot.
I was going to say, I thought you said he wasn't allowed to repeat himself.
Let me just find out how long it was until he started repeating all right still.
Yeah, Lily Allen, yeah. I like her album, All Right Still, because that's one of the slangs I use. I say, you're right still.
Okay, well, if you're counting that, it was 6 seconds. But I've also noticed that he repeats himself by saying, yeah, right at the beginning. Listen.
Yeah, Lily Allen, yeah.
Well, that's that then. So it's one.
Yeah, Lily Allen, yeah.
So it was 1 second until he repeated himself.
I did think, in retrospect, 20 was a bit hopeful.
Well done, Becky.
Oh, what's occurring?
You know Vernon Kay?
Yeah.
Have you noticed Vernon isn't great with names?
No, I hadn't noticed that.
Well, he meets a lot of people, you see, and he is so polite and one of the nicest blokes you'll ever meet.
Yeah.
Just rubbish with names.
You're being very astute today. You're picking up on all sorts of things that people do. Yeah. I didn't know that about Tinchy or about Vernon.
He just can't remember them. But he does meet a lot of people, you know. It's hard to remember everybody. This is highlighted on Vernon's TV show, Beat the Star, which is truly one of the finest pieces of television you'll see all week on ITV1. Just for people that don't know, Chappers, explain what Beat the Star involves.
It involves a member of the public and a star going head-to-head in various games.
Brilliant. Star in inverted commas.
Brilliant no, games. Not necessarily. Brilliant games from everything such as...
cutting cheese to size.
Yeah, how many bits can you cut this sausage into to guess how old this person is? I saw a bizarre one with Martina Hingis and some woman trying to drop a pea into a bottle.
It's so good.
From about 10 yards up. Anyhow, and then if the member of the public beats the star, they win 50 grand, I think.
Yeah. Good prize.
The star hasn't got anything to play for apart from denying somebody £50,000.
Anyway, the two contestants he speaks to on Beat the Star last week a lot. Well, he just refers to them as gentlemen. You notice this all the time. My question to you is, on the last episode of Beat the Star, how many times did Vernon use the word gentleman to the two contestants? Because he just can't remember their names.
All the time.
Right.
Not as often as that.
Well, exactly.
Can he just said he does it all the time, so...
Could you be more specific?
How long is the programme? About an hour?
Yeah.
15.
15 gentlemen?
Yeah.
Chopper?
16.
Ooh. Ooh, tactical.
Well, I need a point from somewhere.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here's Vernon Kay calling the two contestants gentlemen, which he does quite a lot.
Good luck to you both, gentlemen. All right, gentlemen, please shake hands with... Gentlemen, are you ready, gentlemen? Gentlemen, for 2 points. Gentlemen, these are the rules for game two. So, gentlemen, if you'd like to go to your poles, please, we'll play. All ready, gentlemen, we've tested your stamina. Good luck to you both, gentlemen. 3 minutes, gentlemen. Right, gentlemen, are you ready to play on? Questions, we'll leave it there. Gentlemen, it's been a great fight so far. Gentlemen, congratulations. Gentlemen, if you'd like to take your positions. Gentlemen, you've been two fierce competitors. These are the rules, gentlemen. If you'd like to take your positions, gentlemen. Good luck, gentlemen!
Wow, that's a lot. 18 gentlemen.
Yay.
In 1 hour of Beat the Star, it's one all.
Oh, what's occurring?
Oh, apparently it's Pacific, not Pacific.
Oh, such an idiot.
Stupid me.
Yeah. Becky was just biting her nails then. She's that nervous about it today.
Let me know how you're doing on Oh, What's Occurring on 81199. You know Britain's Got Talent.
Yeah.
Showing how talented the people of Great Britain are.
Mm.
It's a brilliant show. Today, we ask, how talented do you think the people on Stupid Street are?
Oh, God.
Very.
It's the first and last edition of Stupid Street's Got Talent. We sent our top talent scouts, Fiona and Gemma...
Loving this music.
...onto Stupid Street, OK? And found out what their talent was.
Have you taken this off the telly?
Yes, I have.
You got this music, didn't you? Because it wasn't somebody who works here. Did you...
Is this on a video cassette?
I just put...
It's off your phone when you were watching it, isn't it?
Yeah, I just put my phone next to the TV. I just cut it off before Ant and Dec come on.
Right. God, that was awful.
I've even got the buzzer. I take that off as well.
Do you sit there a lot taping things onto your phone off the telly?
I just thought we might need the buzzer, but I don't think we do.
All right.
Anyway, we sent our top talent scouts, Fiona and Gemma, onto Stupid Street. My question is, out of 5 people, what is the most common talent? Becky.
Jokes.
Chopper.
Singing.
All right. Let's have a go.
Oh, what's occurring?
Can I just play my theme once more? Because I did forget it.
please do.
Come on, that's not bad quality for a phone.
Were you in the same room as the telly?
No, I was right up close to
one of those TV stores.
Right up close. OK, Stupid Street's Got Talent. Here's talent number one.
What is your talent?
I can juggle.
You can juggle?
Yes.
How many balls can you juggle?
3.
Why can't you do any more than 3?
Because it's too hard.
Could you juggle now in front of us?
If you had balls, I could juggle.
I don't have any balls.
I can juggle your microphone, maybe.
Juggle the microphone? I don't think you could juggle this. It's only one thing. Juggle with your shoes.
Juggle my shoes?
Yeah, go on, juggle your shoes. OK, just get the shoes out. Oh, they're very nice.
Do you like them?
Yeah. They're black. Shiny. He's juggling. Yes. And he's juggling.
God. So our juggling was number one.
I'll juggle that microphone. That's only one thing, so it's not strictly juggling.
Yeah, really. Next.
My talent, I would probably do a bit of a sing-song.
Who would you compare yourself to?
Oh, I'm Brittany. Brittany, yeah. My loneliness is killing me, and I must confess, I still believe.
Right, good. Next.
What's your talent then?
I know jokes, everyone's jokes from years, from the good comedians, when they brought out the book and the show, The Comedians, from years ago. So many people were on that show that went out and did other things.
So what joke, can you tell me a joke?
Well... The only one I could think of on top of my head is the one where the girl says to me, "Do you smoke after sex?" I said, "I've never looked."
Any others?
Normally I can just rattle them off.
It's under pressure now, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm under pressure.
Can't anymore?
I'm under pressure.
I love Fiona so much.
Got any more? Next.
Do you watch Britain's Got Talent?
Yes.
If you were to go on that programme, what would your talent be?
I sing Britney Spears.
Okay,
are.
Go. Yeah, okay.
Oh, baby, baby, how was I supposed to know there's something...
Okay, bye. And... Also, everyone's going, why
did that man have three feet?
Why did the juggler have three shoes?
They found the only three-legged juggler in the world.
Now that's talent.
He's the winner.
Last one.
So what's your talent?
My talent is speaking with the people.
How well, is that so good?
I know what to say, and the moment... in which say that, okay. Hello, Luciano. My talent is, when they are satisfied, is to complete their satisfaction with my words that makes you laugh. It's nice, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think it is.
So his talent?
His talent is speaking with the people. It's nice.
To help their satisfaction.
I think Fiona was satisfied then, wasn't she?
Fair play, though. We found a three-legged juggler. Beat that, Simon Cowell. So the most popular talent on Stupid Street was singing, so Becky wins today's... Oh, what's
no!
it called?
I said singing!
Oh. What did you say?
Jokes!
Sorry. Chappers wins today's... Oh, what's occurring?
God, you're rubbish.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Someone just watched the video of... who is me, allegedly, dancing to Montenegro's entry on Eurovision. It's on our pages. Someone says, OMG, it's So Is You. I wished I lived in Montenegro. Where is it? Over to our geography expert, Chappers, for that.
It's kind of in the middle, but verging towards the east of Europe.
Brilliant, thanks.
Very near Serbia.
Yeah, well, I went there last year.
Yeah.
The place with the angry ringtone. Actually, let me find... have you got that Serbian number? I'm going to prove to you it's angry, right? This is why you don't want... this is scary phoning Serbia. This is why I got Becky to fax them instead last year.
Where have you got a Serbian number from?
Internet.
Oh, right, OK.
Yeah. Yeah. Ooh, see? See what I mean?
Not really.
Oh, I don't like it.
I mean, it is slightly harsh, but... I don't think it differs that much from... what's a, who has a nice ringtone?
I think ours is nice. It's quite soft.
Thanks, I know what ours sounds like.
Someone says that China's is really angry as well. We can get Chinese numbers on the internet as well.
All right, we've got a Chinese number now, yeah.
Oh, yeah, you see, that's really angry.
Isn't that similar to...
Okay. Bye.
Podcast.
And now it's time for Becky's Classifieds.
Is it the one with a big bear hat on?
I think that is her, yeah.
Is it?
Yeah. Oh, are you disappointed?
No.
Okay.
No, not in the slightest. I just prefer whoever's neighbour is called Lenka in a hot tub. Mm.
Becky's Classifieds?
Can you enlarge that for me?
Yeah.
Read out by Greg James from Radio 1. Some actual bargains and some good opportunities today. First one, Becky?
I'll miss this couch.
Okay. It's a couch.
It's time to say farewell to a beloved friend and piece of my personal history, my good old brown sofa. See, I met me a nice lady friend and we've decided that old Brownie no longer suits our needs. It's a bachelor couch and I'm no longer a bachelor.
Why did you go, Chappers?
Just because the idea of a sort of bachelor brown couch is just like...
But it's a free sofa, so...
I've got a bachelor brown couch.
Yeah, but what goes on a bachelor brown couch?
Go on then, Scott. I sat you on see, that when we did Scott Cam. Ew.
I gave it a wipe before I did.
Yeah, I can hear what you're saying.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, people don't just sit on bachelor brown couches.
If that sofa could talk, Becky...
Oh, I'm just choking. You turned back into old Blur DJ.
I did. That's not true. My sofa is fine and clean. But it is brown and is bachelor sofa.
This is not to say, however, men only. Oh, no. It's just that this couch has treated my friends and me well for many years, and I prefer to see it go to some nice folks who will enjoy it. Four reasonably sized bums can sit comfortably whilst playing video games, watching DVDs, drinking beers, etc. It's a great couch that brought a lot of joy to those bums, and it's got a lot of bum joy left in it.
Would you say the same about yours?
Actually, yeah, mine's not that old, so it's still got a bit of bum joy left, I would say.
Yes, it's ugly, and no, it's not in wonderful shape, but its surface is even, and its springs have not yet sprung their last. It has been, and may yet be, the site of many lazy Sunday naps. And though many weary drunken heads have passed out on it, it's never been puked on whilst in my care.
Yeah, see, loads of people have slept on mine as well, but no one's ever puked on it.
Yours is wiped clean, though, isn't it?
Yeah, of course.
Here's the deal. You come and get it, bring a case of beer, and it's yours. I'll even help you load it. The beer's got to be something decent, though.
You're not keen on this, are you, Chopper?
No, to be honest, I'm
I can't get the idea of four bums on your sofa out of my head.
Where's the wife? What's going on in my head at the moment?
All right, let's say no to the sofa then.
Please.
Anything you want from Becky's Classifieds, let us know if you are interested yourself. 81199. Next.
Lost. Big box of crickets on the underground.
Eh?
Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God, oh, God. I hope someone can find a big brown cardboard box I left on the underground. It was a box of 10,000 food crickets for my three bearded dragon pets, and if anyone opens it, it's really going to be hopping. If found, please contact me, unless you're angry and covered in crickets.
Surely you should be able to hear where a box of 10,000 crickets would be, because they make a lot of noise.
They do make a lot of noise.
Mm. I haven't found them, so sorry about that.
What's a bearded dragon pet, anyway?
Oh, they're cool bearded dragons.
Are they?
But you have to be careful, because I think they carry salmonella.
Interesting fact.
I was watching Blue Peter, and you have to wash your hands after you've touched them.
Right. Brilliant. Thanks for that. Sorry, we haven't found the cricket. Sorry we couldn't be more help.
My mum needs a hobby. Please help.
Okay. So this is someone's mum who needs a hobby.
Chappers. You could help.
What? Over to you.
Yeah, I could. Just keep going.
I'm really desperate. My mum needs a hobby. She's recently retired and now feels it's necessary to call and email me all day long while I'm at work. Normally I wouldn't mind, but the mindless things she emails me about are driving me crazy. Her latest thing is testing out different fonts on her email. I've been getting an email every few minutes asking my opinion on different fonts.
Oh, God.
Why are you suggesting... I don't like you two inferring that I could be sort of hired out to entertain mums.
Imagine you entertained kids in that outfit with Scott once.
Well, we weren't very good. What? So now with mums, I have to go around dressed as a giant frog.
Well, it's better than having to sit and send emails all day.
Yeah,
the other day, she called me to tell me that she found a sweater of mine from when I was in high school 10 years ago and wanted to know if I still wanted it. This was 10:30 a.m. on Tuesday. Another incident this week was when she called to tell me about a wedding that we were invited to in December. Fair enough. I like to know about things in advance. Then she told me to look online to find directions from the station to the reception hall because she'll need to drop me off after the wedding. However, I didn't realise that this was something that needed to be done right away. Lo and behold, 20 minutes later, she sent me an email asking me if I had directions yet. Did I mention the wedding's not till December? So, please, I'm begging you, if you know of anything that I can suggest my mum to keep her occupied, just let me know.
Mm.
She's your mum, don't be horrible.
Okay. I don't have anything really. I don't really have hobbies.
Don't you?
No.
What? Nothing at all?
Not really.
I thought you metal detected.
Apart from metal detecting.
On the Heath.
And watching Dr. Ray on the 90210 cosmetic surgery show.
Well, that's watching TV. That's not really a hobby, is it?
Well.
And cosmetic surgery.
Tanning? Spray tans?
Spray
that's a
tan.
Hobby.
Yeah,
you
get
have plenty of hobbies.
Get her to do a spray tan and go metal detecting. All right? Next.
Toilet bowl brush. £4.
Oh, no.
This could be the lowest thing that you've ever advertised.
But it's
nice
cheap.
Used toilet bowl brush with white scallop-shaped plastic holder for sale. Brush handle is crooked to reach the hard places.
Oh, good.
The brush head is circular, blue bristles at the tip, and the rest are white. The tip bristles are sort of flattened out from use, but still highly effective in performing the job for which they were designed. It also has a soft grip that is shaped to fit your hand. This is cutting-edge bowl brush technology.
That is disgusting.
That is disgusting.
But it's scallop-shaped.
Don't care, it's someone else's.
This is a really nice brush, and the scallop-shaped holder just completes the upscale look of the toilet accessories, even if it is just plastic. Well, what more can I say about this fine item? The only reason I'm considering selling it is because I got a different style one for free that the Labours left when they moved. For a while, I had both in my bathroom, and now I've decided that due to my need for cash, I'll part with this beloved brush and scallop holder.
Wow.
So he's using, or she is using, a second-hand toilet brush already and now wants to sell this. And you would buy a second-hand toilet brush?
If he bleaches it a bit first.
It is cheap.
Yeah.
She loves a bargain. Anything that takes your interest, let me know. That was Becky's Classified.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Okay, then, let's get some more of your emails. Here's the posh Radio 4 lady.
Scott, I saw this menu in the Costa del Sol off of Spain. Item 27 reminded me of a strange menu item you saw when on holiday. Hope you read this out. Thanks. Chris, off of Wakefield.
Ah, this is a menu that I saw when I was in Spain.
Yeah.
And it was tagliatelle to the sailor's blouse. That was on the menu.
And what was that?
We never really found out what it was.
There was a bite of hamburger as well, wasn't
there?
There
was a bite of hamburger and chicken of the ember.
I have this menu in front of me now that this person said. What number was it again?
27.
It's the portions and lids menu.
Yeah, portions and lids. Number 26 is meatballs. Number 27, though, absent-minded chicken.
That's 27 on the menu, is it? Wow.
Yeah.
In Spain.
Of 33, you can have a scallop unit.
That sounds good. You sure it's not the same place?
Well, I have no idea.
They might have changed the menu.
Absent-minded
chicken, please. Thank you.
I think it's a chicken that wasn't really concentrating and got killed.
That's unfortunate. I don't
Scott,
know why I laughed at
it. Why do you sound like JLC today? It sounds like you are doing a continuous Becky impression. Nice lady wipe story too. Smiley. Faith. XO.
I'm not aware that I sounded like JLC yesterday.
Scott, why do you sound like JLC today?
Also, it implies that Becky always sounds like JLC.
It's just a little West Country twang.
But do you know what? I think when you're tired, you do go quite West Country.
Oh, I was tired yesterday.
It's just in a relaxing voice to do, isn't it? You don't have to think about speaking properly. You can just go back into your normal voice. That's how I talk when I'm not on the show.
Yeah, I know. yeah, I was a bit tired yesterday, which would maybe explain it.
Are you saying the West Country accent's kind of lazy?
I mean lazy for me, because that's my normal voice. I have to concentrate to talk properly.
From Southampton.
The west of Southampton.
Next.
I thought I was the only person to get a Schofield. I took in a pic as well, after I saw his great hair on Going Live one sat. It changed my life. No more bowl cut. Speedy, going to work.
Thank you, Speedy. See, I'm not the only person that took a picture of Philip Schofield to the hairdresser and said, make me look like that, please.
Was it the Jennifer Aniston of the 80s?
Yeah, it was, actually, I think. People were going in and saying, can I have a Schofield, please?
Were they?
Mm.
Not round our way, they weren't. Although, much as everybody liked Philip Schofield.
What were they asking for round your way?
I think, well, from memory, I think a Sean Ryder.
I thought it was Oasis when you were young, chappies.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Was it a Bobby Charlton?
You don't know who Bobby Charlton is.
I love the way you just do the football jokes. The one that doesn't speak tells you in your ear. You've got no clue.
Who was Bobby Charlton?
He's the dad of the woman who used to do the weather. Or was that the other one?
No, that's right, yeah.
He's off of football.
Yeah, right. And what was his hair like?
Help me!
See? He just throws you there and kind of leaves you to dangle.
Bobby Charlton had a very big comb over, if that helps.
Right. And that was all the rage in sale, was it?
Well, that was before my time, strangely enough, it being the 60s.
He doesn't even know how old he is,
does he? I know, he's got no idea.
Next.
26 and my mum still cuts mine. Jim in Manchester, the chicken and beans man.
What does that mean?
Oh, he's that guy who was on a couple of weeks ago and we phoned him up and then for some reason, at the end of the conversation, he started talking about beans. Do you remember? It wasn't part of the story at all. And we all just sat there going, what did he mean about the beans?
Oh, when we were doing afternoons.
Yeah. Surprise party. Someone had organised him a surprise party and then he started telling us what he was having for tea or something.
And his friend smelt like beans or something.
Yeah.
And we were like, what? So he's been back on saying...
26 and my mum still cuts mine.
Oh, we were talking about what age you should stop your mum cutting your hair. Because Tom from The Enemy, his mum still cuts his. Thanks, chicken and beans, man. Weird. Next.
Hi, Scott. Baz from Rill. I can understand you worrying what Jo Wiley's going to say about the phone call, but how the hell did you get her to say, suck my hairy toe, in the first place?
It was lick my hairy toes, actually. I can't remember.
At least be factually correct.
I just had all these clips of Jo from ages ago, and I thought it'd be fun to slow them down a bit and just make her sound a bit drunk.
She's listening to this at the moment. I can see her on camera. I can't quite work out whether she's laughing or grimacing.
She's going to get Asher Roth on you again.
Lick my hairy toes.
I don't know when we recorded that. I can't remember.
It's a grimace.
But I won't do that again. Do you know why?
Why?
Because she's left me a scary message from Asher Roth. Did you hear that earlier?
Business.
Oh, yeah. Don't mess with him.
Can you just say, do one thing for me?
What do you need?
Can you just say, this is Asher Roth with Jo Wiley and Scott Mills, watch your back. That's all you have to do.
Cool.
So you've got the best voice. Hang on a minute. Gone.
What up? This is Asher Roth hanging out here. Hold on, let me get it in.
My name's Jo Wiley.
Okay. What up? This is Asher Roth hanging out here with Jo Wiley. And all I got to say is Scott Mills, you better watch your back.
Ooh, I'm scared now, Asher.
Yeah, if you can remember who you are.
Yeah, what's your name again, love? Yeah, whatever.
Radio 1 Podcast.
That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.